Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.
Turn to the national and international media now to see what's making headlines this morning. Now, starting with the Irish Independent and Brexit this morning. As you heard there in the bulletin, it is crunch time for Brexit today. That key EU summit is taking place in Brussels, and we will be speaking to Sean Defoe shortly on the programme about what we can expect to come out of that meeting today. Many feeling that a deal is quite unlikely, but the front page of the Irish Independent tells a different tale today, and it does have somewhat of a development on this. The headline this morning reading, Lifeline for May of More Time to Make Border Deal. And this is a story by Kevin Doyle and Cormac McQuinn this morning. And they're writing that the EU is now considering allowing Britain to leave the EU over a longer period in return for agreeing to prevent a hard border on the island of Ireland. So this idea would basically see an extension of the Brexit deal, which was a 2-year Brexit transition deal, but they would extend it by 1 year. And it's reported this morning that that is being considered, as it would allow more time then to develop a temporary customs arrangement between the EU and the UK. And the outline of the idea, the paper is reporting today, was presented by the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, to member states in Luxembourg last night. And it reads that in return for the extension, the UK would sign up to a legally binding backstop that would then keep Northern Ireland inside the customs union unless and until the border question is resolved. And as I say, we will be speaking to Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, shortly on the programme about what we might see, if anything, if any progress can be made at that meeting in Brussels today. Now, staying with Brexit, the Irish Times has a very striking piece actually on its front page this morning. It's by Simon Carswell, and the story is actually on page 3, but it's flagged on the front page, and it reads, if Brexit brings the violence back, they will be younger and they will have no fear because they won't remember. And this is an interview that Simon Carswell has done with one of the victims of the worst attack on a Northern Irish customs post during the Troubles. Mary Casey's dad, he died in an IRA attack back in 1972, and she talks about how she fears any return of a border in the north would lead to an upsurge in violence. It's a really good read. It's well worth having a look at today. That's page 3 of the Irish Times. Now, also on the front page of the Irish Times, as you heard there probably in the bulletin, more details, the latest poll in the presidential election, and it shows that Michael D. Higgins holds a huge lead over all rivals in the race. He is actually on 66% of support heading into this election. Only two of the other candidates managing to get support on double figures. Sean Gallagher on 12% and Leah Nirida on 11%. We've Joan Freeman on 5%, Gavin Duffy on 4%, and Peter Casey on 2%. Now, staying with the presidential race, another interesting front page story in the Irish Independent today. Kevin Doyle also has this story. The headline, Casey faces calls to quit Áras race over racist traveller comments. And this is to do with an interview that Peter Casey gave to the independent.ie's podcast, The Floating Voter. And the paper is reporting that he said travellers should not be recognised as an ethnic minority because they are, this is a quote, basically people camping in someone else's land. And he went on to say they're not paying their fair share of taxes in society, and the comments have been described as grossly insulting and offensive by Pave Point. The organisation has now called for Peter Casey to withdraw from the race to be Ireland's next president. Both the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times running stories on cervical check today. This follows on from Judge Charles Meaden's report into the controversy yesterday. He was asked to come up with alternatives to the court's process for settling claims affected by the scandal, and he's recommended the establishment of a statutory tribunal. So the Irish Times headline this morning, cost of cervical check tribunal significant, and the Irish Examiner focusing on the response the idea got from support groups. The headline there, cautious welcome for cancer scandal tribunal, and this is the new support group for women affected by the controversy 221 plus. They're saying it doesn't provide the totally non-adversarial approach which was promised by the Taoiseach. To some of the tabloids before we finish up, the Herald's front page story, 20k to murder dad of two. This is an exclusive by Ken Foy, which reports that two notorious North Dublin criminals were paid €20,000 to shoot the country's latest gangland murder victim, Robert Sheridan. He was shot at his home in Ballymun earlier this month. The Daily Mirror running a story, life with cheating aunt was intolerable. This story reporting Aunt McPartlin admitted adultery to speed up his divorce so he can draw a line under it and move on. And Another story then in the Irish Daily Mail. They have an exclusive on the front page. This is part of the paper's campaign to highlight the online dangers for young people. The headline reading this morning, tech industry put in charge of protecting our children online. And the paper reporting that the state's new Internet Safety Advisory Committee has been packed with tech firms and their representatives. So Facebook and Google are among the firms on the panel. And the stories on the front page, there's four pages then dedicated to it inside the paper. And finally, the Irish Sun this morning, having a field day with puns on their front page story this morning. Student grinds fury, lecture theatre, and this paper reporting that DCU has now suspended its accounting and finance society from social activities for a semester. And this is after students were told to carry out sexual acts at a meeting to earn a place on the committee. One eyewitness telling the paper this morning, one lad was so drunk he fell off a table while stripping down to his underwear. It also quotes a spokesperson for DCU who says it takes the matter very seriously. Behaviour of this nature will not be tolerated and the issue has been dealt with. The students involved will have to undergo a training workshop focusing on the topic of respect and dignity. Those are the stories making the headlines this morning. Now, still to come, what to do about Brexit, the border and the backstop ahead of a key summit in Brussels. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe will be joining me. But up next, Shane Coleman will be telling us what's coming up on News Talk Breakfast.